Some of you have said in times past, I've seen the power of God. I've seen the miracles flow. I've seen healings come. Why now am I not seeing what I once saw? Why now am I not hearing what I once heard? Why now does it seem as though the Holy Spirit is further away from me than He was once before? And I would say unto you, my child, I have not left you, nor have I stepped one inch away in one way or another. But I've been with you through all of this to bring you through a training where you will be able to walk in a greater measure than what you had seen before. Where the miracles that once flowed sporadically will flow like water as you step out into the fullness of what I've called you to. So do not be discouraged nor be concerned with what has happened in times gone by. But look to me and trust me as I'm bringing you closer to the full manifestation of what I have. For there have been some who walked in a portion of the anointing and continued on with their own strength to hold on to what I was doing, and they lost all that I had because they weren't willing to flow with me. But you'll see that I come in times and seasons. You'll see that I come and I bring a manifestation of my spirit in a way that is not common to the natural way of thinking. And some will say, well, the Holy Spirit must have left because I don't see it happening this way right now. But understand that I'm always moving, and then at times it's in hiddenness, at times it's in a private way. So don't think that I have left or that I'm not moving through you or through a person that you had trusted in times past that I'd flow through. But know that I'm still moving, and I'm preparing each one who understands the ways of my spirit. I'm preparing you for a greater manifestation. And you'll see some have cried out and said, I must walk in this. I've got to have the fullness of it. But I say to you, be patient and trust the work that I am doing. Trust the path that I've put you on. For you'll see that I'll be able to do more if you'll wait on me. And you'll allow me to prepare and to bring you to a place where you can withstand the things that this world will oppose you with, the things that the enemy will oppose you with, as you are matured in the things of God, and as you are brought to a higher place in me, you'll be able to withstand the things that this type of anointing will bring. You'll be able to stand as the enemy throws his best at you. But you see, you must be patient and wait on me, for I don't want to lose even one, says the Lord. So be patient. Wait on me. Hold fast to the truth that you know. Hold fast and expect a flow of my spirit. Expect the anointing to increase, but allow me to bring it by the way of my spirit, and don't reach out ahead trying to make it happen where I'm not leading and bringing you into it. For this is why I've said there will be waves. There will be waves of my spirit. There will be waves of anointing. There will be times where it seems as though nothing could stop what is happening. And you might see a season of that, and then it may die down. May not be what you had expected it to be. But don't stop. Keep pressing in. Keep going forward. Stay patient and stay the course, and see that I will come again, and I will bring again that power and that glory. For it's not that I bring it and then take it away and bring it and take it away, but it's just simply that there's different manifestations of my spirit, and there are different times in which I'm able to move. Just allow me to take you on the journey and stay on the path. Don't be distracted. Don't abandon ship, but stay steadfast, and you'll see that you won't miss out. You won't miss out on my glory.